We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We got Richard Justice with us. We got Richard Justice with us. Richard Justice. We got a sorry, man. We just got lost here a little bit on some Jadeveon Clowney conversation. I'm sure you were knee deep into it with us. But Richard Justice, correspondent for MLB.com and a contributor with MLB Network. You've been here and you know this city and know the Astros, and people are really nervous right now as the Astros are 6-6 going into a huge series in Oakland. What would your concern level be right now for the Astros, Richard?
You know, it's almost like the season has become a sort of an experiment. When you're running 11 rookies out there, someone asked, I don't think it was me, someone asked Dusty the other day, you ever had 11 rookie pitchers on your team? He said, I've never had 11 rookies on my team. So you find out a lot about the organization doing this. They're scoring lots of runs, but basically the pitching season has been gutted. You lose your number one starter. You lose the guy that's going to pitch, supposed to pitch the ninth inning. You lose the guy that's supposed to pitch the seventh or eighth inning, and you're just running kids out there. You will find some guys that can contribute, like Javier's been really good. A lot of times you find out what you're made of. I heard the Rangers manager, Chris Woodward, last year, somebody asked him, how will you take it when you have your first seven-game losing streak? And he said, oh, I love that. And he went, what? You love it? And he goes, I love that because you find out who's with you and you find out who's ready to run.
I tell you what, Richard, man, the amount of injuries that you've seen with the Astros, to me, is unprecedented. Are there any guys that are out now that you see coming back within the next couple of weeks to try to give them some reinforcements? You know, Alvarez is in Corpus Christi, your Kitty, yeah. Or Dominski, or any of these guys, do we expect to see them sooner than later?
You know, they've been very circumspect about talking about Alvarez. On the other hand, you know, offense is not the key. The key is to getting a pitcher back. And I don't know, Joe Smith's mom died after a long battle with Huntington's disease. I don't see him pitching again this year. Osuna is pretty clearly out. Peacock is out. So you just take stock of what you got there. They've got a bunch of arms. They've just never done it before. And yet last night, you know, you have the game in Ryan Presley's hands. He just didn't have a great night at the office, and that happens sometimes. Through all of that, though, you look at this. McCullers has probably been the biggest disappointment, but yet they're going to make the playoffs because they're going to finish first or second in the American League West. They're not going to finish behind Texas or the Angels or Seattle. And then you go into game one of the playoffs and you give the ball, let's say, to Zach Greinke. You ought to be in pretty good shape for game one at least, and it's a best of five series.
Richard Justice with us, MLB.com correspondent and MLB Network contributor. Okay, let's settle it. You think they're going to be able to make the playoffs, and because of the expanded playoffs to now 16 teams, 8 in each league make it. All right,
the first and second place teams, yes, make it, and I just don't see – I mean, the Rangers have got a ton of trouble right now. The Angels are pretty good. I mean, I think they've got a chance. Seattle is into a major rebuilding project. The Astros are not as good as Oakland right now. Oakland has a ton of young pitching. And they have a lineup that's scoring runs, and they got a little mojo thing going right now. There are series that are barometers about where you are, and this weekend series in Oakland is a barometer about where the Astros are at. They more than anything else, they need, as much as the bullpen is an issue, a lot of those guys have pitched pretty well. They need McCullers to get it going. But everybody will tell you, everyone who's been through this will tell you, the first year back from Tommy John surgery, you are not yourself. You're the yourself the second year, because you just, there's a fear that you can't get out of your mind that the next pitch I throw could be the last pitch I ever throw. And you got to, it's a long time getting past that.
With all of that, as you're saying with McCullers and maybe some of his struggles, and maybe it may take a little long for him to get going in year one after the Tommy John, are there, with their team, do you think that their team is good enough where it makes sense to give away some of the future to make a move this year to improve this team? Because my thinking is, if the Astros even went out and made a move to maybe get a starter or to get a bullpen piece, does it make sense to give up some of their future to do that? Is this team even good enough to really advance in the playoffs to make that make sense?
You know, if you'd asked me that on opening day, I would have said they're going to be the most aggressive team at the trade deadline, because Jim Crane really wants to put this sign-stealing scandal in his rearview mirror. And the only way you do that is by you go to the World Series again, or maybe win a World Series again. You know, has anything changed since then? The other part of it is the window is closing. All the outfielders are free agents. The first baseman is a free agent. You've got to rebuild the pitching staff. You know, hopefully they'll be able to keep George Springer. I mean, hopefully they'll be able to keep Michael Brantley. But there is, you know, there's a roster churn you have to have. That's true of the Yankees and Astros. I mean, the Yankees and Red Sox, and it's true of the Astros. So they're going to look different next year. So do you trade your 3, 4, and 5 prospects to get a guy? You know, who was the guy, the number one guy that was going to be traded coming into the season was Robbie Ray. He's been terrible. He hasn't been good at all. The Rangers would trade Mike Minor. He hasn't been very good. Pardon my dog.
The dog's just doing the due diligence of protecting the house, baby. You gotta love that.
The other part of that is so maybe Lance Lynn from the Rangers. I mean, it's going to be somebody under the radar. There's somebody probably that we're not talking about now.
That doesn't sound like it's
and
worth
also
it.
Also, because you have 20 teams that still think they have a reasonable path to the postseason. Maybe, you know, there's going to be more buyers than sellers, so it's a good market. So that's what Jim Crane's going to have to weigh.
We're speaking with Richard Justice, MLB.com, Karis correspondent, MLB Network contributor. Richard, have we seen Justin Verlander throw his last pitch for the Houston Astros?
I mean, reasonably you would say yes, because I can't imagine him pitching next season. If he had, now, you know, he is close with Nolan Ryan. And remember in 1986, Nolan had problems with his elbow and just said, I'm not going to do it. Now, it was painful watching him pitch in 86, but he was great. And the elbow did heal. There is a scenario that Justin would be able to pitch next year. So we'll see. But, I mean, medically, logically, and when you're talking about a Hall of Famer, logic sometimes is not the way to go. But I would think there's a good chance of that.
I'm interested in this because I have a theory about Justin Verlander with the Astros. And kind of going off what you said, we've seen – like we haven't gotten reports on what the injury is, but reading between the lines, it feels like there may be a tear in the UCL. And we've seen this before. Lance McCullers had that tear and threw 8 innings in the playoffs or made 8 outings in the playoffs in 18. Tanaka with the Yankees pitched for a long time with the tear. My wonder is, he's probably going to blow the thing out, and he's probably going to miss next year. Is there a thought to the Astros coming to him and saying, maybe the best way to use you here is we just rest you for a while and then get you towards the end of the season and hopefully a run in the playoffs if we just let you go until it blows out? I mean, to me, that seems like if I'm the Astros, that may be the best chance for you to get a Justin Verlander going until it blows out.
Yeah, I think it's just the opposite. I think he went to them and said that. I think they looked at it and said, you're done. And he just said, no. I'm just going to try to muscle through with this. I can tolerate the pain. That's why there's Advil. And just see if I can come back, give it a couple of weeks, and see if I can do anything, if I can come back and contribute. You know, we'll see about that. Others, like, again, I mean, I'm telling you, he's close to Nolan Ryan. And Nolan gutted it through there 1 year. Watching Nolan pitch in the playoffs in 86 was an amazing sight, in that he would throw a pitch and he would walk around the mound for 25 or 30 seconds just to, his mind over matter that I can do this again. And he was great in the playoffs.
So, Richard, real quick on that, are you hearing that potentially Verlander would be open to doing that, would be open to letting it rest and coming back later on in the season and to continue to pitch until maybe it blows out?
No, this is Justin's protocol. This is Justin is setting the course for this. Now, what's going to happen is he's going to pick up a ball and see what he can do, see if he can throw. I mean, there's only so much your body will let you do, both from a – we'll see where he's at from velocity and from a pain standpoint. The pain, I have no doubt he can overcome the pain. He's unbelievable. I have seen this guy when he was with the Tigers throw – I mean, there were times medically he shouldn't have been out there, and he just refused to give in. He made 30 starts in years when a normal human being would have said, that's it, I'm done. So if the elbow allows him to pitch effectively, to get some bite on his slider and all of that, he'll do it.
Richard, is Ryan Pressly the answer as the closer for the Houston Astros, or should they be looking elsewhere?
Yeah, I don't know what you do to find one. You got to take care of the rotation before you take care of the bullpen. It tells you the data-driven front offices will tell you that bullpen is an up-and-down stock price, that it's, be careful not to invest long-term in bullpen. I mean, 2 years ago, he was the best reliever in baseball. And, well, at the beginning of last year, he was. And then he hasn't been the same since. He's the best you have. But pitching the eighth inning is different than pitching the ninth inning, both from a psychological standpoint. Some guys just do not like not having a safety net under them, and the ninth inning provides no safety net. So he's all you got right now, but, that kid scrub has looked really good, so you never know how it's going to adjust. That's my Dusty Baker makes the big bucks.
All right, Richard Justice with us, MLB.com correspondent and MLB Network contributor. Thank you so much, and have a good weekend, Richard.
Yeah, you too. Thank you for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.